This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You dial toll free. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we launch into the third hour of the program with you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
We're going to go back into your calls and thoughts also. Still to come, economics in one lesson, chapter 13. We didn't get to it last week. Hopefully we'll get to it tonight. But of course, your calls come first, and there's a pretty disturbing story, scary story developing for folks. Some of the folks in California in the Oroville area, as they a dam is expected to fail sometime tonight. Apparently, it was expected to fail as of as soon as 15 minutes ago. And this is pretty serious for a lot of people. And just a few hours ago, the government was saying, everything's fine, everything's fine. And then they issued another notice just a little while ago saying that, no, actually, everything's not fine. This dam's about to fail. So, or at least the overflow is somehow failing, and that may lead to a larger failure. We can talk more about that in a little bit and how much, of course, the government is going to want to fix the problems that they created. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Tom. He's in Baltimore, Maryland. Tom, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, Ian, did you just say that the government wants to fix problems?
That they create it. Yes, of course. That's what the government loves to do.
But your comment was that they're looking into ways to fix them. That's kind of an oxymoron, isn't it?
Right. So they break your leg, and then they give you a crutch, so they've fixed the problem of you not being able to walk properly, even though they created the problem to begin with.
Right. And this is the perfect segue for me to mention. I wanted to compliment Ian on his comments the other night about small government and how you qualified it with you're not necessarily for any type of government, which I think I would probably have some issues with your thinking on that. But I thought it was absolutely great that you gave people an idea that although we can't achieve necessarily a utopia, that to have a smaller government certainly would give us more access to it, more control over it.
Yes.
And a viable option. And by the way, if you remember, we were talking about solitary confinement and how that is horrible and detrimental
and torture.
And that was the day after I had taken issue with you. And you asked me that day, well, what was it that I was upset about? And I said, you know what, Ian, honestly, I can't remember what it was. And I did remember this evening, and I think it's based on what you commented on, rather, what you stated about the smaller government that reminded me. It wasn't what you said. It was what you didn't say with, if you remember, I told you that with the wide audience that you have and a lot of younger people that look up to you and listen to what you say intently, and you've got a lot of knowledge there to give to them, and that's great. What I was upset about, Ian, is that you weren't providing, as often as I thought you should, viable options to that utopia that we probably never can achieve. So when you mentioned the other night about the smaller government and how much better it could be, although not perfect, that's where I wanted to commend you for giving that viable option.
Well, I mean, if you feel like there was a time at which I wasn't giving good options, I would say that is fairly rare. I mean, we frequently talk about solutions here on Free Talk Live, and my go-to solution is if you care about freedom, you should move to New Hampshire where we're actually making a difference.
And yeah, I would say the people that...
On the quick takeaway, it's a little nihilistic at times, and I know there's a certain amount of radio shtick.
It's a little nihilistic? Is that what you said?
Relative to the options, sometimes they're not given unless someone can actually listen to the full 3 hours.
Nihilism would be nothing matters, so don't even try.
That's my point, though, Daryl, is that when you don't give those viable options, people sometimes are left in a state of thinking, well, does any of it matter if we're so hobbled by the current system and we can't achieve anything?
But I would say that the supporters of the current system are the ones that believe in this utopia of government can fix everything.
Just elect the right people.
When government has created all of these problems.
You're right, and I hope we can have a conversation one day about getting the grand jury back to the people. That is one option. In fact, I'm sure the both of you know this from your knowledge of government, that the grand jury occupied until some years ago a unique place in the criminal justice system. It provided really the only forum for citizens like us to have review of, input into the criminal process. And with the criminal trial becoming increasingly rare, the grand jury often provides, at least it did provide, the only such opportunity to have that involvement.
Right, and now they're just basically yes men for the county attorney.
I've heard the claim.
Took them over.
Right.
I've heard the claim that, you know, the grand jury is this, you know, all-powerful entity that can wind up incarcerating anybody for basically anything, but I've never actually seen any sort of actual evidence to support this.
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, and I'll call you back on another day to tell you about where the evidence is, but if anyone has taken to feeling good about the Ninth Circuit and their ruling relative to the Trump executive order, keep this in mind. It was the Ninth Circuit that also ruled against defendants in the United States versus Marsuki. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. But Marsuki argued that the district court should have dismissed their indictments because the district court's instructions to the grand jury, which were based on model grand jury charge recommendations by administrative offices of the United States courts, misstated the constitutional role and function. The basis of that error, they argued, was the court's failure to inform the grand jury of its power to refuse to indict them, even if the government presented sufficient evidence for the indictment. Now, this goes to your...
But what did the court rule? That they didn't have an obligation?
The Ninth Circuit ruled and said, you know what? No, they have no obligation to tell them that they can choose to not indict. There you go for your Ninth Circuit. They're a bunch of clowns.
Yeah, I would like to. That's something that I feel like the activist movement here in New Hampshire has not yet done. And I think it's because people just don't know enough about it. And that is to do some sort of grand jury outreach, some kind of. Because, like, tomorrow morning, I'm going to go out in the middle of a blizzard because I don't know if court's been canceled.
State offices have been closed tomorrow.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I can tell you, man, I've seen that court operate in blizzard conditions before. So, I mean, you're probably right that they're going to be closed, and if the state offices are closed, they probably will be.
All legislative committee hearings for tomorrow are canceled. Yeah. So if the legislature is closed and all of the schools are preemptively closed, I'll be surprised if the court is open.
The grand jury historically held the role of toppling corrupt municipal officials. That's what we talk about all the time.
Yeah, that's why they put a stop to that.
The infrastructure of cities and towns. That was the role of the grand jury, or rather the people. Yeah. And it also controlled out-of-control prosecutions. All three things we talk about all the time here.
Tom, good call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. And as far as like providing a solution on everything, it would get pretty tiresome if I said, you know, every hour, every call that you, if you're a free, you know, freedom lover, should move to New Hampshire. I mean, I pound on that pretty hard as it is, you know, usually at least once a show, I feel like.
Right.
So if I don't get it out there all the time, it's probably for the best because it'd get pretty repetitive.
Tom's comments reminded me of a quote that is trending on the Free Talk Live Reddit collection page.
The front page of freetalklive.com, you mean?
Yeah. A quote from shared by Bionic Mosquito by a quote by Milo Yiannopoulos, who says, libertarians are children. Libertarians are people who have given up looking for an answer. This whole everybody do what they want is code for leave me to do what I want. It's selfish and childish. It's an admission that you've given up trying to work out what a good society would look like, how the world should be ordered, and instead just retreated back into selfishness. That's why they're so obsessed with weed, Bitcoin, and hacking.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to be at, a couple of the hosts are going to be at an Acapulco, and that guy, Milo, is supposed to be there. Why? I don't know.
I'll give you $10 to not have him on Free Talk Live.
It might be actually fun to have him on and ask him about that quote and see, you know, what he says when he's actually in front of a couple of libertarians who obviously do care about changing things for the better. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
take control of these airwaves here. It is the Live Sunday edition. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request if you haven't done that. And then once you do that, you're easy to call us on Skype from that point forward. And you'll sound better than calling us toll-free, which is the toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. Still to come here tonight, Economics in One Lesson. We've got Chapter 13. Yet to discuss, but back to the phones and to your calls and thoughts. David is in New Mexico on via Skype. Go ahead, David.
Hey, gentlemen. Excuse my voice.
What's on your mind tonight? Go ahead.
Yeah, with the several things, but the
pick
first
one.
Of all is yeah, I always pick one.
Okay.
It's interesting. You are very, very critical of the of law enforcement, correct?
Yeah, I think that they need to be held accountable for their actions, for sure.
We're generally critical of all government employees.
Right, yeah, but especially critical of the police. I mean, I'm just stating the obvious.
Yeah, because they're the enforcement wing of the government. They're the hand of the state that crushes the innocent directly.
Now, if postal employees start shooting dogs, I'll be critical of them as well.
They have a tendency to be non-productive police officers. They're not part of the productive class.
So I'd be curious to know, our next mayor in Albuquerque, he is very, very supportive of the police and
of course he is.
Has a rape. Pardon?
Of course he is. He's the mayor.
What? No, our next mayor, the one that runs the radio station here in town, he has the police on his program basically about once a week, and he's also going to give them their own program, and he is incredibly positive about the police, which is in direct contrast to the content that's on, or your viewpoints on your program. And so I'd be interested to have you heard him on the air when he has the police on?
So you're referring to the program director / owner of Kiva, our affiliate in Albuquerque, Eddie Argo?
Yeah.
So, no, I've not heard his show with police. I I've got a lot of stuff to do, and I don't spend time generally listening to other talk shows. But let me say this about Eddie. He's always been supportive toward Free Talk Live. We've been on Kiva for quite a while now. We actually used to be on the station before he took over the station, and then we were off for a while, so he brought us back on. And you know, kudos to him, because even if he is pro cop, and I'm not against the police. I'm just in favor of accountability. I want to see the cops do the right thing, which is go after real criminals. I don't want them going after victimless criminals.
I'm in favor of people earning money, all people earning money the same way, where they have to convince you to give you
to
their
them.
Money.
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, the police don't operate that way, but that's ultimately not their fault. They're just working within a system that is
right.
What it is.
So let me say this
to continue. I think that there are a lot of stations who would not air this show. In fact, I know for a fact some program directors have told me, you know, Ian, I like your show, but we got a lot of cops around here, and we get the police chief on, and I don't think it would go over real well. So that is actually a reason why some stations have told me that they won't put Free Talk Live on the air. We've lost affiliates over the years. Not many, but there have been a couple of affiliates where one I specifically remember in Fort Smith, Arkansas, that took us off the air because we were too critical of the police for the liking of the owner / program director there. So the fact that Eddie may have whatever opinions he has that are not affecting his decision to put Free Talk Live on the air, I think is a credit to the man and his ability to program a radio station with different opinions. Go ahead.
I agree with all of that, and so the three, you guys, myself, and Eddie are all on the same page with everything that you just said in support of the police, and the glaring thing is that on our local programming here, Eddie turns a blind eye in the terms of radio airtime to anything negative, which is a big glaring thing. If he wants to be our mayor, then he cannot ignore the negative things when it comes to the police, while supporting positive things, which we all agree are there, but he's ignoring the negative. So what about that? You know, somebody wants to be mayor and he's ignoring the negative. You know, what of that, especially when he's a radio broadcaster?
Well, I would say that's unfortunate. I mean, people, when they, and again, without having him here to defend himself, I don't think it's really fair. So, you know, obviously, if Eddie is out there, he's certainly welcome to call in and talk about this from his perspective. But a lot of times, and again, so without having heard what he says, I'm just going off of what you've said here. A lot of times, you'll find radio talk show hosts are very deferential to the police because they want to have them on as interviewees. They, in a lot of cases, they'll have, like, you know, I think you were referencing something like this, like talk to the police chief morning, like once a month or something like that, where the cops will come in or the police chief will come in and supposedly field questions from people or talk to the talk show host. And they feel like if they're too critical of the police, that they'll lose their connection, they'll lose their exclusive, they'll lose the deal, they'll lose the interviews.
They'll stop getting access to court records. They'll stop getting access to
reports. I mean, you can still go get that stuff, but...
okay, it will no longer be sent over.
Right, it won't be given to them on a right. It won't be given
to
them on a platter.
You'll have to go work for it the same way as if you were just some random person living in town.
And I know what it's like to have the police. I've literally had the police chief in Keene, New Hampshire, not the current one, but the former one, treat me like I don't exist. Literally, right. He would act as though I was a ghost. He did not acknowledge my presence in any way, shape, or form, and it was ridiculous. I got video of this happening on at least one occasion. And it had happened to me more than on one occasion, so it wasn't like some sort of fluke. He seemed to have some sort of policy against acknowledging me as a human being, and most people can't handle that, personally. It didn't bother me to the point beyond that this is ridiculous, and I wanted to show people how ridiculous it was. But ultimately, it's a tough thing for these guys working in local markets. They feel like they have to appease the government, and not just the police, but just the government at large. And they're very, very much not as critical as they could be or should be, in my opinion. And again, that's without having heard any of Eddie's show content and only going on what you have said.
Yeah, well, here's a helpful fact that comes to my mind, and the police will probably appreciate this. My experience with the cops is that they're big boys. They're tough enough to handle the constructive criticism, and you don't need to treat them with kid gloves, and you know that's my experience with them.
That may be true, but they're not going to grant another interview if they get asked tough questions, if they get held.
I don't agree. For instance, Sean Willoughby, if you're listening, he's with the police. He's one of the main presidents. He's with the union, I believe. I think he's a big enough guy. In fact, I remember hearing him field tough questions on radio programs. He's not afraid of that. He's able to handle it quite well.
I'm glad to hear that, but ultimately that's, I think, the fear, whether it's irrational or irrational. Thank you for the call, David. I think that's ultimately the fear of these talk show hosts. And I'm not just talking about Eddie. Again, I don't know what his show's like, but I know that he has us on his station, and he certainly doesn't have to. So that I appreciate. The fact that he's willing to have a show on that's critical of the police, I think, indicates that he is at least open to having the discussion. And I would say if you want to have a discussion with him, he probably has phone lines that you could call in whenever he's on the air. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
As we continue with a live Sunday edition of the program, interesting and kind of scary situation developing out in Oroville, California. Butte County residents near the Oroville Reservoir, including the entire town of Oroville, which is population 15,000 people, have been ordered to evacuate this evening after the emergency spillway next to the reservoir's dam suffered a possible structural failure. Quote, there has been severe erosion of the emergency spillway and a possible structural breach that could send uncontrolled water down the stream, according to a spokesperson with the California Department of Water Resources. Residents downstream from Lake Oroville were ordered to evacuate. Counties around the reservoir, the second largest in the state, and down to Sacramento were notified about the possibility of flooding. Department of Water Resources officials issued a statement just before 4:45 that the, and that's 4:45 Pacific, that the auxiliary spillway at the dam was predicted to fail within the hour. Officials increased water releases out of the primary spillway to 100,000 cubic feet per second to relieve pressure on the emergency spillway. Traffic is bumper to bumper as residents of Oroville, Biggs, and Gridley head out slowly out of the possible flood zone.
And that emergency spillway was actually being used for the
first time ever
because there was some damage to the primary channel.
That's correct. This is very serious, said a spokesman with the Department of Fire and Forestry Protection. He says, from what I understand, it's the auxiliary spillway at the possible point of collapse. I'm just trying to get through traffic. The amount of water, according to the story here at sfgate.com, gushing over the emergency spillway had begun to decrease before the emergency on Sunday, as state officials had pushed ahead with urgent measures to make room in the state's second largest reservoir. The emergency spillway, which is an open hillside that drains into the Feather River below, had never been used since the Oroville Dam was completed in 1968. The discharge that began early Saturday raised concerns over how the backup channel would hold up and whether debris would threaten the fish and levees downstream.
And what is actually causing this is apparently a very heavy rainfall over the last week.
That's correct.
Where article that I have from CNBC says, as of Saturday morning, the region was tracking at 68 inches of precipitation and trending higher than the 1982-83 wet season, which produced 88.5 inches of rain.
Right. So the very first time ever.
Average rainfall is 50 inches in that area.
So what had happened apparently to the primary concrete spillway was that a gigantic hole had emerged in the 3,000-foot-long channel last week. That gash forced operators to reduce the outflow, which set the stage for this weekend's unprecedented situation. Another wet weather system in what has been a soaking winter is on deck to hit Northern California Wednesday, requiring water managers to make more room in Lake Oroville for another surge. The series of Pacific storms is expected to bring even more rain, 4 more inches of it, to the Central Valley. So this is a pretty serious situation. I mean, how much damage this can do, but I imagine it's quite a bit with, thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of gallons rushing constantly down into whatever areas are below it. It seems like a pretty intense situation that's developing as we speak. Operators detected the first hole in the primary spillway Tuesday. Subsequent releases down the slide made the hole grow dramatically, exposing bedrock even beyond the 180-foot-wide channel. They stabilized the hole and stopped further erosion by slowing the outflow to 55,000 cubic feet per second, but 90,000 cubic feet of water per second continued to dump into Lake Oroville and push the reservoir over capacity on Saturday. By Sunday, the rate of inflow had fallen to 41,400 cubic feet per second. The estimated cost of repairing the concrete spillway has now soared to as much as $200 million. And so they're expecting that this spillover is going to just keep getting worse, that not only has the main spillway failed, but now the backup spillway may be failing as well.
And we were talking earlier about how, governments create a problem and then wind up saying, we have a solution. This is one of those things to where, governments wound up creating essentially a problem, because had there never been a dam built here to create this huge, giant lake, you would not have to worry about, oh, no, what happens
if
when
the dam
lake
fails.
Winds up, just rushing downstream.
Now, they're saying the dam is structurally sound. The dam itself is not going to fail, but the emergency spill measures
are failing.
The emergency
spillway and then the big, giant crack in the front of the dam, which has caused them to, wind up lessening the amount of money going or water going through the original spillway. So there's a problem here that had they not decided we're going to destroy a bunch of land mm-hmm. by building a dam and creating a big lake, then there would not be this issue of what happens when, all of this water just comes rushing through.
Let's talk to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sarah.
I just wanted to mention it's sad to hear that. But, Californians, they're not going to be convinced until they're drowning in the ocean after it falls off. You could try to talk to them, but I just want to address the New Mexico problem. By the way, we are number second in violent crimes, I guess, per population, and number one in auto theft, and I was told that all the stolen cars are sent down to Mexico. But you know what gets me is that they're always wondering how they're going to create jobs and have economic growth. And our murder rate went up, like 6,000 people per year bailed out of New Mexico. Mm-hmm. But why are they always perplexed and asking questions? Well, what are we going to do to bring businesses to New Mexico? You know, that's what's comical about it. I mean, I'm always constantly baffled.
So you're confused about the economic difficulties that New Mexico is having?
Well, the thing is, it's very obvious. When you have a violent, when your home is burglarized, your car is stolen, your people are shooting each other, stabbing each other on the bus. Okay, who wants to live here? I can't convince you guys to come and live here, even though you get a $25 cell phone ticket. You guys are not, everybody's moved out of here. There's 1% population growth. 1% job.
Well, here's
growth.
What's happening, Sarah. The government always likes to grow. So, you know, people like you who want the government to do things, you're part of the problem here because you're the one who's always asking the government to do more stuff. So they got to keep making themselves larger and increase taxes and regulations. And that, of course, drives people away because if you're going to get taxed and regulated, you might as well go to the places where you're taxed and regulated the least and where the economy is better. So there are better places to be than New Mexico. And so naturally people are going to leave that place. And the government, of course, tends to, rather than learn their lesson, they tend to double down. So instead of reducing, seeing the failures and or seeing them as failures and changing their policies, making their government smaller and more efficient, they just tend to keep ramping up the taxes because, well, we don't have as many people. We need to tax the remaining people more so we can have the same revenues because we wouldn't want to have to fire some bureaucrats. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. By the way, I should mention this. We are on the air in Oroville. We have KMYC in Yuba City, California, which is right there. We got a solid signal over this affected area, and unfortunately they're on a delayed broadcast, so they won't be hearing this discussion until perhaps the dam has actually, or the spillway has already failed completely. So if you're in Yuba City, if you're in Oroville, and you're hearing this discussion on KMYC 1410 AM later tonight, and you want to comment on this after the fact, or maybe it'll still be holding up in the morning, I don't know, but you can always call us tomorrow night. 4 p.m. Pacific time is when we start the show. We'd love to hear from you guys on what's happening out there, because we're all the way in New Hampshire. We don't really know. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
P.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you if you join us right now. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Still, if we get the chance here, economics at one less in Chapter 13, parity prices. That's still to come here on Free Talk Live. Of course, your calls and thoughts come first. Also, the situation in Oroville. A couple updates courtesy of the Record Searchlight out of Redding, California. Update at 6:30 p.m. Pacific, so just about 17 minutes ago. Operators at the Oroville Dam say they are concerned that erosion on the emergency spillway threatens to undermine the concrete weir and allow large uncontrolled releases of water. For those that are just tuning in, there's this serious situation in Oroville, California, which we actually happen to have a radio station, KMYC, that broadcasts our show there on the weekends, but we're on delay broadcast, so they won't actually start airing Free Talk Live for another hour. They start at 8 p.m. Pacific. Anyway, there's an evacuation going on from the town of Oroville and surrounding low-level areas beneath the Oroville Dam, which is apparently like the tallest dam in North America. It's a big one. And yes. The dam itself, they're saying, is structurally sound. The problem is with the spillways. There was a hole that developed in the main concrete spillway. They slowed the release of water over the last several days after a lot of rain was falling. They slowed the release of water to try to not increase the erosion that was causing, or whatever it was that caused the hole in the spillway, to not continue to do as much damage as was being done. But that resulted in the auxiliary spillway being used for the first time since it was completed in 1968. Turns out it's being eroded pretty seriously now, too, by all of the water that's rushing over it.
Now, I don't know a lot about dams, but I have to wonder how, if both of the spillways have problems, they're saying that the dam itself is not in jeopardy of, you know, somehow collapsing. Because if your spillways give way, then how is that not your dam falling apart?
Well, they're separate from the dam. So the dam is away from the spillway, the dam itself. So they're different portions of the whole place. It's not the same structure. So the dam is that, you know, the wall that is keeping a lot of this water in, and they're correct. Saying that's okay. But of course, then again, 4 hours ago, they were also saying everything's fine with the spillways, and now they're saying evacuate. So you got bumper to bumper traffic as people are trying to get out of this area. Let me finish this quick update here from Reading.com. So anyway, they're saying that the concrete weir, and I had to look that up. I didn't know what a weir was. W-E-I-R. It's a barrier across a river designed to alter the flow characteristics. So they're saying that this could fail completely and result in uncontrolled releases. According to a news release from the California Department of Water Resources, doubling the flow down the damaged main spillway to 100,000 cubic feet per second has helped drop the lake level and slow the erosion. The next several hours will be crucial in determining whether the concrete structure at the head of the auxiliary spillway remains intact and prevents larger uncontrolled flows. For now, authorities say the river channels are holding the water that's being released. The design of the dam is such that both the main and emergency spillways are separate from the main dam structure. They say that the Oroville Dam itself is sound. Now, we actually have Benjamin Bartholomew, who is calling in, a longtime listener and supporter of the show. Longtime listeners will remember Benjamin from when he and his brother were arrested for protesting taxes with masks on in California, ultimately being convicted by a jury of their so-called peers, even though the information came out in the trial that they hadn't actually broken any laws, that just because the police told them to do something and they didn't, even though the police had no legitimate authority to tell them to do that thing, which was to take off the masks, if I'm remembering correctly, the jury went ahead and convicted them anyway, just because they went against what the cops wanted. I mean, it was a crazy situation. So we've had Benjamin on the show in the past, and he actually lives in the Yuba City area, which is where KMYC is located, our affiliate out there. And so I actually reached out to him on Facebook there during the last break and asked if he had a chance to come on. Are you evacuating, Benjamin? Where are you in relation to this dam?
The dam is north of us, but currently girlfriend and I are in a car in major traffic that's completely jammed up trying to evacuate Yuba County. An evacuation has been called for Yuba County and Sutter County, so everybody's just trying to get out.
So your house would be in wherever the spill might possibly affect your lower level than the dam?
Yes. Right now, the failure of the spillway is affecting people in Oroville, but the failure of the spillway is an earthen dam, mm-hmm. and that might cause damage to the actual dam. And if that fails, there's just going to be a ton of water coming through this area. There's a river, the Feather River, that it feeds into. And that will fill up that, and it will put stress on the levees, and who knows if the levee will fail.
Oh, wow.
And if the levee fails, then, yeah, our house would be completely underwater. So
is this like another Hurricane Katrina situation where the Army Corps of Engineers royally effed up the levees down there that were...
Well, part of the problem there, and of course here too, the lake is going to be above... the height of where the town is. In New Orleans, basically the vast majority of the city is below the river. So you have to look up to see the river.
They had to build these levees to hold back that water, which ultimately failed.
And the whole thing there is, because New Orleans is right there where the Mississippi River runs into the Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
Those rivers naturally flood, and people decided, no, we want to live here, so we're going to prevent the river from flooding. And by doing that, all of the silt that would generally just disperse when the river flooded naturally mm-hmm. wound up building up into the riverbed, so they just had to keep building up the levees.
So I'm looking at a map here. You got Oroville, which is right next to this lake. And then south of there is Yuba City, where you are. And it's a little way south. It looks like, about 15, maybe 20 miles south of Oroville. You've got a river that runs down through Yuba City. So is that the concern that river running through Yuba City is just going to overflow and cause severe flooding in Yuba City as well?
there's levees that are protecting Yuba City and one protecting Marysville from that river if it overflows.
Mm-hmm.
The issue was the regular spillway at Orville Dam. They noticed it had damage and it was starting to erode away, just like break apart and fall apart. So they turned off the spillway to inspect it a little bit, then turned it back on because the lake was filling up with water from runoff from all the mountains and stuff. Then there's the emergency or auxiliary spillway, which is at the 900 foot level, and the dam's at 920 feet. So, it goes over the auxiliary in order to prevent it from going over the dam, because then there would be erosion on. It's an earthen dam, so then it would fail. Well, the auxiliary spillway hasn't had to be used in like 50
ever.
Years or something
yep.
like that. Yeah.
Yep.
So it's starting to fail. And so where that is, it's starting to fail. So the worry, the concern is that it will give way and release tons and tons of water. Last I heard, the Department of Water Resources in California or whatever was dropping rocks from helicopter into where the spillway is in order to slow the erosion or prevent more
wow.
or whatever.
So basically, the spillway is a very long, I was looking at some of the footage, like, was it 1,700 feet or something like that? It's a very long, just sort of area that the lake can overflow over, but it's never been used before, and due
never.
To the failure of the main spillway, which is a concrete area that they can, specifically let water out of and control the rate of, there's no control over this. It's just once the water level...
It just goes over like you're filling up a bowl with water.
Right.
Something of note that's interesting is that as of like 3 hours ago, the people at the Department of Water Resources were going, oh, everything's fine.
Yeah.
It's all good. Don't worry about it. And now all of a sudden, evacuation. Everybody get out.
Which way are you trying to get out? You're leaving Yuba City. Are you trying to head west or south?
Well, we're trying to leave Marysville and head towards Wheatland, which is where my parents live. I don't know if my dad's there right now. He might be in Lancaster, California at this point. But to go meet my mom and my cousin who's living there. And then Wheatland's actually higher up than most everywhere else. And so even if there's a big failure, it will fill up the Feather River. And we should be high up enough, but if we need to, then we'd evacuate. We keep going to, like, Auburn.
Benjamin, good luck.
South
Feel free to call
Reno.
Us back with an update on this tomorrow
Definitely.
Night if you get the chance, because obviously this is a pretty serious situation for folks out there. And thanks for calling tonight. Good luck getting out of there, and
Absolutely.
Luck with that traffic. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
All right.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing, and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.